Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Valvoline Inc., also known by its ticker, VVV. If you're looking to build wealth through smart, long-term investments, you're in the right place. Today we're diving deep into Valvoline, a key player in the automotive services and lubricant space, to break down its strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I'll keep this engaging and packed with insights, so let's get started with a quick overview of who they are and what's been happening lately, before we jump into the nitty-gritty. Valvoline Inc. operates in the automotive industry, specifically within the consumer cyclical sector, focusing on vehicle maintenance services and high-quality lubricants. They've built a strong presence with a robust franchise network, and their market cap reflects a solid standing in this competitive space. With thousands of employees and a well-established brand, they're a name many investors in our audience will recognize. So instead of the basics, let's talk about what's fresh. Based on recent updates, Valvoline has been making waves with their strategic moves, and their latest earnings call for Q1 2025 offers some juicy details on where they're headed. Looking at recent performance, Valvoline has shown mixed results across different timeframes. Short term, the stock has had some volatility over the past week and month. But when you zoom out to the 6-month and 1-year marks, there are signs of resilience compared to broader industry trends in the consumer cyclical space. Over the past 5 years, their performance has tracked decently, though not always outpacing the sector. On the news front, there's a lot of chatter about their operational strategies and how they're positioning themselves for growth, which ties directly into what we heard from their latest earnings call. They reported strong financial results for Q1 2025, with notable improvements in key metrics, and management seems confident about sustaining momentum. But let's dig deeper into the SWOT to see if this optimism holds up for long-term investors like us. Strengths: solid financial performance. Valvoline's latest earnings call for Q1 2025 highlighted substantial growth in revenue and net income. Their operating income and EBITDA figures are trending positively, which shows they're not just growing top line, but also managing profitability well. For us long-term investors, this consistency in financial health is a green flag. Strong franchise network. One of the standout points from their recent updates is the strength of their franchise model. This network gives them a wide reach and a steady revenue stream, especially in the vehicle maintenance segment. It's a competitive edge that's hard to replicate and positions them well against smaller players. Healthy margins. Looking at their gross and net profit margins, Valvoline is operating efficiently. Their gross profit margin is robust, indicating they're keeping costs in check while scaling revenue, a key metric for anyone looking to hold this stock for the next decade. Positive cash flow. Their free cash flow yield is impressive, and the cash flow statements show consistent operating cash flow generation. This means they've got the liquidity to reinvest in growth or return value to shareholders through dividends, which, by the way, they've been paying with a decent yield. Weaknesses. Let's not sugarcoat this. Valvoline's debt-to-equity ratio is a bit concerning. While they're generating cash, a high level of debt could limit flexibility if economic conditions tighten. For long-term investors, this is something to monitor, especially if interest rates stay elevated. Short-term volatility. While their longer-term performance looks okay, the stock has seen some choppy moves in the 1-week and 1-month periods. If you're someone who gets jittery with price swings, this might test your patience, even if we're focused on the bigger picture. Dependence on cyclical sector. Being in the consumer cyclical space means Valvoline is tied to economic cycles. When consumer spending dips, so could their revenue. It's not a deal breaker, but it's a structural weakness we can't ignore. Opportunities. Strategic initiatives paying off. Management talked a lot about strategic initiatives in the Q1 2025 earnings call, and it seems they're doubling down on innovation and expanding their service offerings. If they execute well, this could drive revenue growth beyond industry averages, especially in emerging markets or new product categories. Industry tailwinds. While the consumer cyclical sector can be volatile, there are pockets of growth, especially in automotive services, as vehicle ownership trends evolve. Valvoline's positioning could let them capitalize on this, particularly with their established brand and network. Valuation potential. Looking at their forward PE ratio, the average estimate suggests the stock might be reasonably valued compared to historical levels, with room to grow if earnings continue to beat expectations. For us long-term folks, buying at a fair valuation with growth potential is always a sweet spot. Geographic expansion. Their revenue breakdown by region shows there's still untapped potential in certain markets. If they can scale operations in high-growth areas without overextending, this could be a significant driver over the next few years. Threats. Economic sensitivity. As I mentioned earlier, being in a cyclical sector means Valvoline is at the mercy of broader economic conditions. A slowdown in consumer spending or a recession could hit their top line hard, and that's a risk we can't overlook for long-term planning. Competitive pressure. The automotive services and lubricant space isn't exactly a quiet pond. There are big fish out there, and if Valvoline doesn't keep innovating, they risk losing market share. The earnings call mentioned confidence in their strategy, but competition is always a lurking threat. Debt burden in tough times. Tying back to their debt levels, if revenue growth stalls due to external factors, servicing that debt could become a bigger issue. It's not an immediate red flag, but something to watch if macroeconomic headwinds pick up. Industry underperformance. Compared to some sector benchmarks, the consumer cyclical space hasn't always delivered stellar returns over certain periods. If the industry as a whole lags, Valvoline might struggle to stand out, even with strong fundamentals. Now, let's tie this all together with some broader insights. Valvoline is showing real promise with their financials and strategic direction, especially after that Q1 2025 earnings call. Their revenue and profit growth, paired with a strong franchise network, make them a compelling pick for long-term investors. But, and this is a big but, the debt levels and cyclical nature of their business mean you've got to go in with eyes wide open. Short-term volatility might shake things up, but if you're holding for the long haul, focus on how they manage debt and execute on those growth initiatives. Their forward PE suggests there's room for upside if they keep delivering, but don't ignore the risks of a broader economic downturn. In conclusion, Valvoline Inc. offers a balanced mix of stability and growth potential for long-term investors. The strengths in their financials and network are solid, but the threats from debt and economic cycles mean it's not a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. Keep an eye on how they navigate competition and expansion over the next few quarters. If you're building wealth over decades, Valvoline could be a piece of that puzzle, provided they manage those risks well. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on MarketSnap. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay engaged with our daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the detailed SWOT bullet points on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. What do you think of Valvoline's long-term potential? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.